people who love them.
Hello, this is a very special episode of The Thing About Cars. I've got a very special guest on the line with us today, dialing in via Skype from, I'm thinking, somewhere in Florida, and he can correct us on that in a second. But Rick Goolsbee is the series manager of Historic Sports Car Racing. This is the entity that puts on the MIDI and a bunch of other track races around the country, I believe. He can correct me if I'm wrong. Rick, are you there?
I am.
Great. Did I totally flub that up? Did I get it all right?
No, you got it mostly right. Somewhere in Florida happens to be Port Orange, Florida. That's my home here.
Okay, great. And in terms of historic sports car racing, it's not just the MIDI you guys do. There's like a number of events. Isn't that correct?
Correct. We've got several events that we do throughout the year. We just finished up our first kickoff race of the season at Sebring, Florida, the Sebring Spring Fling. And next on the list is the MIDI. After that, in May, we're going to be at Barber Motorsports Park for a companion event with HMSA there. And then we're going to take a summer break. We do a race up in Mont-Tremblant, Canada, and that's another companion race. Then we're back at Road Atlanta in the fall, at the end of September, for the Fall Historics. And then we have a big race down in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's the Classic 24 at Daytona, which is basically a 24-hour race with the historic cars. They'll go out in different groups for 45-minute segments. But that's probably one of our biggest races of the year. And then we end up the season at Sebring again, first week in December, with the historic Classic 12-hour of Sebring Pistons and Props.
That just seems like an awful lot, and it seems really incredible and amazing just to have that international scope of activities that's going on, all built around racing and just the love of period automobiles. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And especially when we get to the MIDI, where we have the very large car counts, because everybody wants to run at Road Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And then we get to Daytona. Of course, everybody, the history at Daytona is just huge. We get a lot of international people that time of year because there's alternate years of the Classic 24 at Le Mans. So this year they're not doing the Classic 24 at Le Mans. So a lot of those guys, a lot of the European teams will be coming over. We'll probably have, we'll have well over 200 cars at the MIDI. At the Classic 24 at Daytona, we'll probably have close to 300 cars. And that fills up both paddocks and all along Lake Lloyd. And so if you can imagine all of these historic sports cars just everywhere.
It's incredible.
In field at Daytona.
You must have like every person's dream job being able to do this kind of thing.
It is. It's a lot of fun. I've been a part of motorsports for the last 22 years, actually. I started with NASCAR in 1996, worked there for 3 years, then had a stint at MRN Radio, Motor Racing Network, for 2 years, and then I got in on the ground floor of Grand American Road Racing when Mr. France purchased the rights from the sports car entity that was doing sports car racing in North America at the time and started Grand American Road Racing. I was there for the last 13 years. Amen. And then from there, moved on to Grassroots Classic Motorsports Magazine. I was their events manager there. And then last October started a new career with HSR, and everything's been going great. My first race was the Classic 24 at Daytona, and then back to back with the Classic 12 hours at Sebring. So I've had a great motorsports career, and really love the folks at HSR. David Hinton and his staff are just great people to work with.
So what do you drive?
I drive a 2017 Harley Davidson Ultra Limited. That is my daily driver. We also have a 2018 Mazda CX-5. Unfortunately, I don't have a historic car. When I was in high school, my dad and I did restore a 1965 Mustang. So that's been kind of my foray into historic cars.
Right.
But my car desires and everything came from when I was with Grand American Road Racing, because I got to drive the pace car.
Right.
So I got to do all of the sponsor rides and also drove all sorts of pace cars for 13 years, either during the race or again with the sponsor pace car rides. Right. So that's kind of my fun car fact.
What drew you into the whole car sports arena in the first place? How does an average person get their start and get involved in the sector?
It's all who you know. Mm-hmm. I had been wanting to be a part of motorsports since I was in high school, and my dad was like, "Well, no, you know, that's too hard. That's a lot of hours and everything. You need to be a banker. You need to have like a 9-to-5 job that'll pay the bills and that's steady and all of that." And I'm like, "But Dad, my heart, my passion is in motorsports." And it just didn't work out that way. And then in 1996, I was actually working for Barnett Bank here in Florida.
Yeah.
And a good friend of mine from church was starting NASCAR Online. And I asked him, I was like, "David, is there any way that I can possibly be like your assistant? I'll do anything to get, you know, be a part of the sport and everything." And he says, "Well," he said, I just don't have the budget to do it right now." But he said, "There is another job that's available that I can recommend you for." And basically, it was marketing services. Mm-hmm. And back then, the marketing services people, they were the ones that were in charge of all the pre-race activities, all of Victory Lane, all of sponsor services. So any of the series sponsors, they needed to be kind of handheld and taken care of at the track, make sure they had all their credentials and everything. So that's how I began my career, but it was all in knowing a very good friend on the inside that got me in. And then once you're in, you kind of make your own way. And if you have a good reputation and you work hard and you earn that good reputation, people will just kind of pick you up along the way and they'll say, "Hey, you know, I know this guy and he would be great for this job." So that's kind of how I progressed through motorsports throughout the last 22 years.
Right. And being in the right place at the right time and knowing the right people.
Yep, exactly.
Very, very cool. Let's switch gears back to the MIDI again. This will be my first time attending, and I'm looking very, very much looking forward to it. But as a first timer, what are some of the things that I should be sure to do while I'm there?
Okay, so this will be my fifth MIDI.
Oh.
And before I was working with the magazine who had a presence there. They were one of the major sponsors there and they were controlling the infield part of the activities. So for a first timers, let me give you a kind of a Reader's Digest version, first timers guide. So you can get into the track on Thursday. You can buy a 4-day weekend pass for like $75. If you buy it online, it'll be $85 at the gate. But you'll want to come into the track. And if you have a classic sports car or a muscle car or anything like that, you'll want to come in to the infield, go over the bridge that goes over kind of the turn 12 area. And we have on either side, it's called Car Corrals of the World. So basically, instead of having, you know, a Porsche corral and a BMW corral and a Aston Martin corral, we have Car Corrals of the World. So basically, you just look at your whatever car you have in the country of origin and you look for that flag, and that's where everybody parks. So it's kind of a non-denominational, if you will, area to where you can come in. You can, all of the German cars park together, all of the British cars park together, all of the American cars park together, Japanese, Swedish, Italian. And this year in particular, we're going to have Alfa Romeo will be the third mark.
Wow.
So they have their own car corral. Jim Ellis, Alfa Romeo will be there with a tent and some of the new cars there for people to look at. So that's one of the things that you're definitely going to want to check out. And then if you move up the way a little bit, you'll go to the big fan zone area there at Road Atlanta. All paved now, all asphalt. There's no traipsing through Georgia clay and getting your white tennis shoes all dirty or anything like that. We're going to have vendors set up there. We'll have Brewster's Ice Cream. We'll have Sunny's, BBS Wheels, Lillian Sarth. She has probably one of the greatest collections of like vintage sports car racing t-shirts from like Gulf Oil and the Porsche 918, Löwenbräu Porsche 962s and BMW stuff, Ford stuff, Cobra stuff, all of that. So she'll be there. We have different artists that are there. Velocity Stack Shack is another vendor that comes to our events that have some really unique automotive jewelry. I've got another lady that's going to be there. She does like caricatures of you and your car, which is really cool. You can just, you know, bring a picture up and she'll do it. So there's all sorts of vendors and everything that's going to be in the fan zone there.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we've added this year that you're going to want to take a look at is Festivals of Speed. So Festivals of Speed has partnered with us. They are a very kind of high-end, think of it as a kind of a caffeine and octane type crowd. You're going to have a lot of high-end Lamborghinis, Ferraris. You know, he does a lot of stuff with Italian and German cars. They're going to be a big tent set up. They're going to have dinners. They're going to have touring laps and everything for that particular group on Saturday. You can go on his website. It's festivalsofspeed.com and purchase those tickets. Again, it's a little bit higher end, but if you're into that, that's something that you can do. They'll have like a wine tasting deal and cigar bar and all kinds of stuff. So that's going on. And then you're going to want to go down into the paddock. So park in the car corral, go through the fan zone. Then you're going to want to go down into the paddock. We have open paddock at all of our events. So you can go down, you can look at the cars, bring the kids. They'll let you sit in the cars, the race cars, and look at them. The crew are very open. The drivers are very open. They're very accessible. You can talk to them about their car. They will tell you the whole history of the car and just how good of race car drivers they are. And then from there, the property's open. So you can go out in any of the turns. That's kind of the beauty of a natural terrain road course. Mm-hmm. Is you go anywhere you want to. And you can go out into the turn 7 and 8 complex area. You can go in the S's, what they call the S's, which is kind of the turns 3, 4, 5, and 6 section. Just you can go over by the bridge. There's kind of an amphitheater type seating and see all of the cars kind of coming up and over the hill going into turn 12. Just different viewpoints. And I would encourage anyone brand new or whatever, just to kind of go around and look and just see different angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I can't wait. It sounds like there's something there for every car enthusiast to appreciate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you say historical cars, how old are we talking about and how young are we talking about?
Young, we're talking about probably about 5 years ago is the youngest cars that we have. We have what's called a GT modern class that has a lot of your modern Porsche 911s, Ferraris, just different models of cars that are newer. We also have some Daytona prototypes. We have some American Le Mans prototypes. Thomas Ng may be there with his Audi prototype. Everybody loved the Audi back in the day, so it'll be there more than likely. Then we go as far back as probably the 50s for this particular event. Now, what was really a hoot is down at Sebring, we had pre-war cars. So we had anything, you know, 40s and older.
Wow.
And we had like 6 of those guys there that were just driving the snot out of these cars. And it was just so cool to see. And they were so excited. And they just put on a great show. As we build the series more, I'm hoping to get more pre-war cars to the MIDI. Because I think that they would put on a great show at the track. The fans would absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. And but that's kind of as far back as we go. But what you'll see at the MIDI, you'll see 50s all the way on up to probably the mid 2000, I would say around 2012, 2014.
You're going to hear me say it again and again. I just can't wait for the event. In fact, we may split up the gang and do 2 episodes of recording if you will allow us to do some recording on site.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that very, very much. So is there anything I should be sure to bring with me when I get there besides a little bit of money for the vendors and refreshments and stuff like that? Do I need sunblock? Do I need comfy shoes, that sort of thing?
Comfy shoes would be good because once you get parked and walking down in the paddock, obviously you can't drive or anything down in there, but both paddocks are going to be open because we have the pro paddock side and then there's a crossover bridge that crosses directly over the front straightaway that goes into the support paddock side. So both paddocks are going to be just absolutely filled with cars. And I won't say one is better than the other because you're going to want to do both. So comfy shoes, sunblock, a very good camera and or phone that can do either photos or videos, because you are going to want to take plenty of photos, plenty of video at the track. Cause and again, going out in the different areas, that's what's so cool. If you get a chance to camp, that's even more fun.
Oh, no kidding.
Tent camping. We have RV camping. This year in particular, we've opened up the skid pad area, which is located in the turn 7 and 8 complex. So literally you can take an RV down there, park it, and you've got cars going on either side of you because they're coming into turn 7 and then they're going through. It's almost like a hairpin. And then they come out of eight and then they're headed back towards the front straightaway. But your RV can be like parked right there in the middle of the action. So there's RV spots available. Again, tent camping available. What else can I tell you to bring? Bring a hat. Mm-hmm. Those are always good because hopefully the sun's going to be shining. Comfy shoes, we covered that. Good camera, we covered that. Money, we covered that.
Yep.
And then just a good attitude and just, again, talk to the drivers, talk to, go into the car corral areas. There's going to be, again, an assortment of cars and people love to talk about them. And since you guys are all about cars, then you guys are going to want to talk to these people.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be spending all day there. And yeah, I wish I had an RV. We've actually dreamed of trying to outfit an old food truck into a mobile recording studio for the thing about cars. And we haven't got there yet. So
that would be cool. And I'll tell you another one to use is an old ambulance.
Yes.
Oh, an old ambulance would be
awesome.
Cool too.
Yeah. But again, I can't thank you enough for approaching us when we saw you at Italian Car Day, and we're all looking very much forward to seeing you at the MIDI. And thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Yep. And if fans want to buy tickets, they can go to hsrtickets.com. You can order those online and you can have them waiting there for you at will call at the track, or you can purchase them there at the gate. We'll have souvenir programs and posters available. There's also parade laps that are free. You can take your car out on track. You'd go to the HSR booth there in the fan zone at 9 o'clock each morning on Friday and Sunday morning. On Saturday, it's going to be Alfa Romeo only and Festivals of Speed touring lap. The touring laps, if you want to pay $50, that has you in a small group and you go a little bit faster around the track, but you can actually take your car out on track.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yep.
Just can't wait to see it. Thanks again. And we're looking forward to it. And I guess that's it. Thanks for taking the time.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening. This has been The Thing About Cars. We'll see you on the road.